This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on the show was back in November of this year, and I'm talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE, and with us today, going to bring us up to speed, is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. It's great to be with you.
A lot of big news out on Fusion Labs. Big news that the Department of Energy Livermore Fusion Lab has achieved ignition. Can you give us a little background on what that means in your industry?
Yeah, right. Ignition, you hear that word, you think, oh my gosh, they're going to blow up some explosives. But that's not really what they mean. They're trying to say it's a net energy gain, which means that the energy that, so when you do fusion, you have to take deuterium and tritium or deuterium and helium and hit them with a lot of energy, and then they explode and give you back more energy, hopefully more energy than the lasers or put into it. And so that's what they did. They have a huge bank of lasers there. I've been there. It's a really exciting place. You should go. And they have this huge set of lasers set up to periodically hit a little droplet, well, actually a little capsule of tritium and deuterium. And when the laser light hits that, it makes a bunch of energy. And so they finally got to a place where the energy that it produced through the fusion reaction was more than the light from the lasers put into it.
Do you think we're on a upscale or a downtrending for U.S. nuclear fusion power worldwide?
Oh, I think we're on the upscale. There's a tremendous number of competitors out there attempting to make fusion work, but you know, there's one thing to have a degree in physics and rent some lab space and do whatever comes to mind. But the MFTI, they have a proven system. They've got a working prototype at the University of San Diego, and they've done a series. They go to each national laboratory where they have huge power supplies. That's the big deal, that you need millions of amperes to make these things work. But and they've done, you know, experiment, and they make the fusion, they get the neutrons out, and then they fix it again, and then they go to a bigger power supply, and they've been doing that over the years, and each time they're advancing. And I really think that this coming year, 2023, that they will meet or beat this net energy gain that DOE Livermore has achieved.
Well, the reason why I asked you that question, my question to you from that second part, is will Livermore scale up their systems and actually start producing electricity for us?
Excellent question. The answer is no and no. There's a few, and they've admitted that on their speeches. The laser, to power the lasers, costs millions of amperes, kilowatts, and so they're not saying that they made more energy than it takes to power the lasers, because they didn't even get anywhere near it, like, you know, a drop of water in the ocean, kind of not near it. So they're just saying that the light that hit their little droplet, that they got more than that. But as far as the machine goes, it's a huge use of power. The lasers take up a lot of space, and it's just not scalable.
You know, speaking of scalable, I don't know if you saw this article today, but it was on, I believe, the Wall Street Journal, and CNBC touched a little bit about it on Squawk Box this morning, that they're starting to rethink this whole EV thing because they don't think that there's going to be enough batteries, or they want a different source than batteries to have clean, car-efficient, movable cars. Any thoughts that what you guys are doing over there at U.S. Nuclear, can you help them out a little bit, or are you guys just out there? Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, sure. So we know from my previous talks that with our partner Graphiton, they have the patents and plan to make a capacitor bank that can replace the battery. You know, the battery's job is to hold electricity.
Right.
You can use it.
Exactly.
But, so now a capacitor also holds the electricity so you can use it. But the capacitors are much better for charging the batteries, or even running the car without the batteries, because they can give up their energy as quickly or as slowly as you want. Whereas a battery, it gives it out very slowly, but batteries can't be charged quickly without damaging them in many cases. So the capacitor doesn't take any lithium or cobalt or other rare metals, and it can hold a tremendous amount of energy, and it can deliver it in a more reasonable, faster way. So I think that's going to be a big thing.
Yeah. You know, there's probably going to be hundreds of competing fusion energy projects. Is there any way for you to know, and you've been in this space and in industry for a long time, is there any way to predict who's going to be the winners going forward?
But that's a hard thing to say, but actually it's not really that hard because, 90% of these projects, they're all, I love physics, and they're all doing physics, so good for them. But they don't have even a workable plan. There's one in Canada where they're making a huge, engine block for your car, and they're going to put a whole bunch of pistons and see if they can push the pistons down so hard that they make a big pressure. It's just no idea what they're doing. So there are a lot of people working on it. There's basically three ways to do this. One, you can have the capsule in Livermore. They take a little bit of tritium and deuterium gas. They wrap it in a thin-walled chamber like a pill you would swallow, and then they hit it with a laser light. Then they drop it through the air or through a vacuum, and then they hit it with a laser. So that's one of the reasons it's not scalable, is because you got to package each little drip of fuel. Then the big tokamaks, like the ITER that they're building in France with that donut shape, in that one they have to sustain a plasma. They need 100 million degrees centigrade continuous temperature. The stuff's so dangerous that it can't be allowed to touch the metal walls of the donut. They have to capture it in a magnetic bottle. And so you have to sustain the plasma, the heat, and the pressure continuously. And then there's Nifty's way, where it's sort of in between. They maintain a good temperature, and they do have the magnetic bottle to protect the walls, but then they also have what they call a Z-pinch, which is basically a sonic boom, a big pressure going through the material, and each time that pressure pulse goes through there, then they have the fusion. So, and then they can do that again a few seconds later. So that's a better way to do it. You don't have to sustain these things, these impossible temperatures and pressures forever, but you can also get the benefit of that extra, you know, pulsed teeny little explosion each time. So I think Mifty Z-Pinch is just a better system.
Bob, we got about 30 seconds left, and I want to change gears here for the second. Not only, for your company, but even Fortune 500 companies have basically gotten wiped out this year, down 40, 50, 60, 70%. That being said, what are you guys mostly proud of yourself and your team, what U.S. Nuclear has accomplished in 22, and what you see the catalyst going forward in 2023 real quick?
Sure. So the prior to COVID, we were doing about $3.5 million in revenue a year, and sustaining that and growing. COVID knocked us down to less than $1 million, and then last year, previous year, 2021, we were, just over $1.5 million, something like that. This year, we're gonna be pretty much at $2 million, but we think that we're going to go for $3.5 or $4 million this coming year and more after that. We have a tremendous line of products, including the world's best drones for detecting hazards. We have a PFAS forever chemical detector that is portable and real time, which nobody else has in the world. So we, in addition to our traditional products. So I think that we have a very bright 2023 coming up.
My guest today has been Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO and chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. This is my personal opinion. I'm entitled to it. Very cheap down here, around 10 cents a share. Market cap around 3.2 million. Everybody should do their own due diligence. But I like the stock and I like the price down here. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully I hear from you in another 30 or 40 days and you can give me an update.
You sure will. It's great to be with you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.